WRV 923 testing. WRV 923 doing a radio check.
This is WMTG 444. Copy on that radio check. Loud and clear. Over.
This is WRVH923. Thank you for the response. That's good to hear that the radio is coming in good.
WRZT 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency. Good morning to you, Bob. WRNW 329. Things must be nice and cool up there at Sheboygan this morning. Just headed to work here down in Detroit. You know, 13 degrees here, so it's probably a little cooler up your way there, over. Roger that. I woke up minus 5, minus 5, and we're looking at wind chill factors of minus 10 to 15 today up there. Copy that. Well, we've been pretty lucky so far. I think it's going to warm up the next day or two, I guess. Maybe a little bit more rain. Maybe snow your way, I'm not sure.
Yeah, we're going to get a mix. 39 to 40 degrees they're calling for, but it'll be a rain, snow, ice mix event. But it's all good. All systems go here.
Copy that. Is it still a muzzle load season? Is there another week or so of that left?
the season ends tomorrow on the 15th, Roger.
All right, I copy that. Yeah, I'm going to try to get out with the bow, I guess, but I'd rather do the bow hunt than the gun hunt. I guess it's a little more challenging. The weather be a little bit warmer. A little rough to sit in the tree stand and eat the conditions over.
I do that. I finally went with a ground blind and a heater myself for that very reason. And like yourself, I prefer to bow hunt as well.
Dad, I seen something on the news the other day. They're talking about doubling the price of these tags and stuff next year. Almost doubling anyways.
That I read that yesterday myself. Yeah, everything's going to damn near double. What they say, there hadn't been a price change in over 10 years, I think they said.
They're saying that, the deer population is pretty high in Michigan, and they got a lack of hunters, so they was talking about coming up with something to get more people out there hunting, but the price.
Roger that. Yeah, several counties down state had extended rural bow hunting, from what I understand. And yeah, our deer up here is thick as thieves. We got more of them than we know what to do with. So, this year you get all the doe permits you wanted to. I mean, I know folks who cleaned up with 6-7 deer in the old freezer, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Probably, they lift the price of staying, it might be all right. Everything else is so high. You got a hobby like hunting. It's a little easier, should be a little easier on the wall if something to enjoy, but I think if you want to enjoy it, you want to make you pay. That's going to make people less interested.
Not making it easier, that's for sure. They want more people to hunt. We've lost considerable numbers of hunting, according to the article there. We're severely lacking in hunters anymore, but that is what it is. All right, my brother, I'm going to hit the old highway here, and I don't have a mobile set up in the new truck yet, so we'll do it again. You be safe, and have a good day out there. WRZB 544.
Hey, Bob, you have a nice day. Appreciate talking to you. Just about at my work 20 years, so enjoy your day. Stay warm. This is WRNW 329er Cliff. WSFX 401.
Monitoring. WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Thank you.
WSOC 793 monitoring. WSCT544 radio check. WSCT426, hear you loud and clear. WSCT426, please repeat your last. WRNT211, copy. Two one one, I can hear you. There's a little bit of static coming through as well, but enough to understand you. Over. A lot more static this time. I'm not sure if you're mobile or not, but definitely a lot of static in your transmission. This is WSCT426, over. WRWB 489.
WRWD 489, WSDY 438. Good morning. Here comes the sun.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah.
We had 9 degrees here in Shepherd. That was back at about, that must have been around 6 o'clock, 6:30, I think.
Turn this thing on and she was out here, that's all.
Same here, I just pushed the buttons there. Had it on a different channel, I don't stand on this channel. I got my own little standby for the family there, but... Yep, just come by this one to see who's on here too. What's your location?
Right now I'm on 94... going east, heading towards Lennox Township.
Okay, you're down. I didn't catch what you said. There's a little bit static, but I'm sure I'm coming back you the same way. 94, so you're down the southern part of the state here. I'm up here just south of Mount Pleasant, 6 miles.
Okay. Yep, Metro Detroit area. Pretty much. 94 eastbound heading towards 26 Mile Road.
Roger, roger. Okay, I grew up on 14 Mile and Crooks as a kid, crossing Michigan, right down there by the Royal Oak. You have a great day there, mister. Dan, here in Shepherd. WSTY 438.
Yeah, I copied it. Yeah, I go to Clawson sometimes and hang out at the A&W there downtown.
Oh, copy. Yeah, I grew up back when they put the first McDonald's in Clawson there. They had a hamburger place called Pepe's. Pepe's Hamburgers, and it changed it into the Golden Arches.
Yeah, copy.
All right. Well, you have a great day, and everybody else out there in the band, too. Enjoy the sunshine. Nice to see you.
You as well. This is WRWB, Fort Nan, and we'll be standing by monitoring.
WSBY 438. Whiskey Romeo Papa Bravo 448 monitoring.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WRMU 805 HT monitoring.
WSEP 700, this is WSEV 387, do you copy? You are very staticky. do not understand anything you're saying. I guess your handheld's not reaching the repeater well. So yeah, TV 387 is clear.
ACA-DUP.
WRSP-211, copy. WRSP-211, copy.
WRPS-211, looking for WSEL950, do you copy? WRPS-211, WSEL950.
Oscar Mike, southbound 75, about 30 foot south.
Roger that.
WSDF 993 Monterey.
WSSD 793, if you're around.
WSPL 950, WRSP 2111, do you copy?
Copy that, WRPS 211. I'm on site, just waiting for your arrival.
Roger that. We are 5 clicks from our ETA.
Roger, copy that. WRPS 211 clear.
Monitoring.
WSEG 572.
WSDF 993 monitoring station.
WSDG 572 signing off.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSFT 793 for quick radio.
Last station, you're not quite making it yet.
Yeah, okay. You say I'm not making it good there, go ahead.
Well, there you go. You sound okay that time. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 here.
usually at the power. I try to.
So good, so I'm not sure if it's your radio or if it's the machine you're coming in on, but you're kind of broken up a bit there.
Yeah, right. I got her cranked all the way up now. How's that, sir?
Definitely a lot better there.
All right, must be conditions or something. I kind of was wondering if I was making it through. Because like I said, the past few days I've been running on low power. And all my contacts say that I sounded good and everything. And then today I can't seem to make any contacts. I want to see if that was good. All right, appreciate it. Like I said, you sound great through the repeater, and I really appreciate the time you giving me the radio check. WSFV 793 monitoring.
You're welcome, 793. Just out of curiosity, which machine are you coming in on?
If you're talking about repeater, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater there, Roger.
Okay, gotcha. I think a couple weeks ago there was maybe a month ago now, there was an issue with that on the receive side. A lot of people were kind of getting their transmissions choppy and stuff, but yeah, you're picking up the power pretty much did the job there.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, today, monitoring, I heard some people coming in, you know, keying up that I heard before, and a lot of them were sounding choppy and noisy, and, you know, and like I said, I couldn't get a radio check or anything while I was on low power, and the past few days I've been running low power, and everybody says it sounds good, so I think it's got to be conditions or something, and, but, you know, you come in great, and there's other contacts that come in good, but I notice a lot of contacts that I usually hear that come in strong, come in choppy and everything there. Roger?
Yeah, roger that. I'm using a mobile right now, and I'm not very far from where I believe the Saginaw machine is. Conditions play a lot of it. Yeah, there's been times when I've been closer to the Bay City machine than the Saginaw one, but can't get into Bay City, had to use Saginaw. And then later on that night, I get into Saginaw and had to switch over to Minnville because I can hit the Saginaw one. That was a weird night.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, Mayville. I used to stomp around Mayville there every now and then when I lived up north. Anyway, my manners here, the first personal here is Dave, Delta Alpha. Warren. I'm in Warren. I'm in a house on a balcony. excuse me. UV5RM there, roger.
Hello, roger. I had a pleasure to make your acquaintance. First name is Harris Page, Papa Alpha India, Golf Echo. I'm on a Motorola CDM 1550 LS right now. And then I use a UV5R as my backup portable there.
Yeah, roger that, Page. Well, I'm a newbie, so as my first radio. I got a performance antenna on order for it, but this is all I'm running right now, just a UV5RM. I suppose if I start getting into it, I'd probably, you know, upgrade to something nicer, than ICOM or something, but for now, I guess this one serves me pretty well. It's not bad for a cheap handheld there, go ahead.
definitely not. I went through some other handhelds in the day, but whenever you get into something new, you don't want to spend a whole lot of money in the beginning. You know, spend 50, 75 bucks, whatever it is. I don't know how much the 5Ms are. I know you can get the regular 5Rs. You can get them for like 20-something bucks brand new now. And, you know, it's a cheap investment to see whether you like the hobby or not. And then as you get into it or get into other things, then you can upgrade, you know, from there.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I bought a pair of these. I can't remember how much, but I bought it came in pairs, and a good friend of mine, Frank, WSFT902, I gave him one, and we went through the FCC, Jesus Christ, but we got our licenses finally after, well, I'm sure you had to get your license, you know what we had to go through. And like I said, you know, we're newbies, and we talk about, you know, maybe upgrading sometimes we really get into it. The only upgrade I plan on doing here right now is I've been told about these Ngoya antennas. They're supposed to be, like, really good, so I got one on order there, Roger.
Roger that. I've heard the same. I just use the stock antenna with my UV. I don't tend to use it too much in the car because it seems to pick up every tiny little bit of electrical noise that this car has. So since I got the mobile in here, I don't really need the portable in here. But I do take either that or my Motorola portable to work, and I can always monitor the system from there.
Yeah, Roger, on that. This might be a stupid question, but what is the, I mean, you, since you have one, is there any difference between the Baofeng, you know, user-wise and the Motorola? I mean, you understand what I'm asking?
Me, personally, I think that the audio quality and the receive quality on the Motorolas are a little bit better. The disadvantage to the Motorolas is because I do some other stuff that requires dual band. I'm not going to spend the kind of money Motorola wants for a dual band. So the UVs and stuff are a lot more user-friendly in terms of accessibility to programming and things like that. Motorola stuff's a pain in the butt to get a hold of the stuff to program it and to figure it all out and all that. So for programming, the UV I would definitely go with. For performance, I kind of go with the Motorola. But again, it's what do you need? That's the biggest question. If you're just going to use GMRS, then you know what you got's fine.
Yeah, Roger that. Right now, me and my friend, we're just GMRSing it for now. We talked about maybe sometime in the future, if everything goes well, we might go for a 2-meter or something. But right now, we're pretty happy with GMRS. Yeah, when I first, I know all about HF. I used to fix CBs, you know, modify them, do all kinds of stuff, you know, down in HF. But up here, it was a mystery to me. But anyway, I got these radios, and I couldn't find anybody to program them or nothing. And then somebody turned me on to Chirp. It took me a while to figure Chirp out, but I got it figured out pretty good. Once I had Chirp figured out, it was pretty cool. I was able to program this thing what I wanted there, Roger.
Roger that. I use Chirp as well. I also use Chirp for one of my scanners to program it. So it's a pretty good program. It's pretty basic and user-friendly there. That's what I like about it. But yeah, once you get the hang of it, and it doesn't take long at all to get a hang of it, it'll go pretty quick once you know what you want to do.
Yeah,
Yeah, roger that, dad. Once, like I said, once I got chirped down, excuse me. Yeah, I, doing anything, making any changes in this radio, you know, or, you know, finding new frequencies or whatever, it's just bang, 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 and it's done. And, I really love chirp, but, that Motorola you have there, that's just a single band?
Yeah, I'm just doing the UHF with the Motorolas.
What's the power output on that there? Go ahead.
I think out of the box, they're rated at 25. The CBS software is saying 48, but I doubt very seriously that it is that. I've never put it on a meter, so I'm going to guess somewhere around 30.
Oh, wow, that's pretty good. Yeah, these are, when I bought these, I didn't care about power output as long as they could hit the repeater, but these are rated at 10, these valve things, but I never really thought, nah, you know, but I've seen videos where guys took the UD5RMs, put them on the watt meter, and they did around 8 or 9, so either way, you know, I as long as I could hit the repeater, I don't care. Like I said, the past few days, I've been able to hit the Mount Clemens repeater clean just off low power there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. I have no problems even with this mobile. You know, I'm on the, I'm just south of Saginaw and just west of Bridgeport. And I can hit the Mayville machine from my driveway, which is pretty impressive. I can also hit Saginaw, Bay City sometimes, and Flint sometimes, all from my driveway.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I had a couple people tell me that they're kind of amazed I can hit the Mount Clemens repeater, because Mount Clemens repeater is a bit away from the Detroit repeater. I hit that easily, but I don't know, there's something, I guess, I don't know if they fixed it yet, but there's something wrong with the Detroit repeater. You get in there and, I mean, you know, you sound all right, but everybody says it sounds like you're sitting next to an idling big rig there, Roger.
The way I look at it is this, it's GMRS, somebody out of the graciousness of their heart has provided a system for us to use. So, you know, if it doesn't sound 100%, well, what do you expect? Because you're paying 100% nothing for it. you know, as long as you're readable and you can get through, that's really, you know, that's about all you can expect, and certainly be thankful for that on GMRS.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I agree with that. I didn't mean to sound like a, excuse me, I don't know what's in my throat. I didn't mean to sound like a whiner or, you know, I want the best out of the best or anything. As long as I can hit the repeater and even if I'm fuzzy, as long as somebody understands what I'm saying, that's okay with me. You know, yeah, you're right, though. I like this. I like this GMRS. I think it's pretty cool there, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I've been on the fringes of it for many, many, many years, more so monitoring. I've been into CB and scanners and stuff ever since I was a kid. And, you know, we just got our ticket, you know, probably about 8 months ago or so, and it was nice to be able to finally key up, and this is a nice system they got here. All right, my friend, I need to cut out of here. I need to go pick up one of my little Uber rides here. It was a pleasure chatting with you, and you know, we definitely hope to do it again. Welcome to the GMRS Network. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810, and we'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, Roger. Could you do me a favor and give me the numbers again? Whiskey Sam Charlie Zero, right?
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Yeah, all right, thanks. I accidentally said zero there. Yeah, me too. When I was a young kid, I started in CDs and stuff. That's what got me into electronics repair and all that other heavy stuff. But anyway, Paige, I appreciate it. I appreciate the radio check. Good talking to you too, and maybe get around to chatting again. I'm always up for chatting with anybody. So, you know, if you hear me out there and there's nobody to chat to, just give me a holler. Whiskey, don't judge this man. I'm all screwed up. Whiskey Sierra, Foxtrot Zulu, 793. Like I said, first personal this day. Take care. I don't talk to you then. Have a good holiday. And I'm back out of monitoring. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
RMQ 805, clearing the channel. Have a good afternoon, everyone.
RZG857, looking for a signal test on the Flint repeater.
RZG857, this is WSBW226. You have a good signal.
226, thanks for the response. You have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you. A little bit of flutter on your signal there. You're probably on a handheld, and probably your location depends on where you are and how you're holding the walkie-talkie will make a difference on your signal. But at one point you were very good, and then you kind of faded out a little bit. So anyways, Merry Christmas. Have a good one. This is WSBW 226.
226, thank you. Yeah, I'm on a handheld on the edge here. The receiver's on, so I just wanted to see if I could check it out. Thank you very much for your contact, and we have one today. WRZG857, off you.
WRMQ 805 HD. I'm Clemens Repeater, testing out a new antenna. Is anybody copy?
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County here, sir. I have you leaving Charlie, over.
Thank you for that, sir. First personal name is Cliff. How you doing today?
Personal here is Bob. I'm doing pretty good there. If you would come back with that personal again, you keep that up pretty quick there.
Pleased to meet you, Bob. First personal is Cliff.
That pleasure's mine. Antenna's doing your trick for you. Where are you located there, and what kind of rig you're running, over?
Well, I'm hitting the Mount Clemens repeater. I'm about 3 miles from it, I estimate. And right now, I'm on a hand talkie with the 15-inch antenna.
Sir, keep doing what you're doing. That's top shelf there. Modulation's great, of course, great signal. So, yeah, keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy the rest of your day. Woke up to a negative minus 10 here this morning, so it's been a chilly one, but other than that, all systems go, Roger.
Copy that, Bob. I woke up to 18 degrees this morning, so a bit of a heat wave over here compared to you. Your rig has sounded great, too.
Appreciate that. All right, well, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll connect on the old MIA network here again sometime. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Plan monitoring the frequency on your final, sir.
Copy that, Bob. You have yourself a good afternoon as well. WRMQ 805, standing by.
WSOZ 793 to WRMQ 875, you still there, sir?
Copy that. It's WRMQ 805. Sorry for my mispronunciation. First personal is Cliff. How you doing today?
Doing good. Doing really good, Cliff. First personal over here is Dave. I'm out here in Warren. I wanted to ask you, your antenna you're talking about, is that a Nagoya antenna there? Go ahead.
Negative. This is actually the Abry knockoff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're sounding great. Sounding choice. The repeater. I got a Nagoya on order. I'm on a handy talkie over here in the house, and I heard a lot of good things about it, and I got it on order there. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I've heard good things about that antenna. I just wasn't willing to drop $20 per antenna when I needed to pick up 8 of them.
Ooh. Yeah, I guess I see your point there, sir. I just have one handheld here, Baofeng 5RM. That's all I need. So, you know, $20 for a higher gain antenna, you know, but I could see 3 of them. Oh, boy.
Yeah, that was just a little bit rich for my wallet. I wasn't willing to spend that much because, you know, I have 8 talkies to put them on.
Yeah, I can understand that. Even if I had 8 of them here and Yeah, I'd be like, I don't know, maybe get one from my favorite handheld, and the rest of them can all just, you know, work on their stock ones, their Rogers.
Yeah, copy that. I just wanted to see if these things were as good as they were cracked up to be, and apparently they are. Your rig is sounding just as good from this end.
Yeah, Roger, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's just, like I tell people, I'm a newbie, and it's my first rig. Like I said, it's a 5UD5RM handheld and stock antenna. And, you know, I'm not going to go all crazy and buy all the hop-up accessories and everything I can get my hands on. I just could dig a little bit better of an antenna. I've been hearing good things about the Angoya, so I went ahead and did that. What rigs do you have over there, sir?
The mobile unit that's in my truck is a Midland MXT275, so it's stuck on just the GMRS channels, but it puts out 15 watts, so it gets out a little better than these hand talkies. The hand talkies I got are the Baofeng's AR5RM.
Yeah, Roger that. I have a friend out in Mount Clemens. I think he has an AR5. I ain't heard him out here yet. I talked to him on the phone the other day. He said his battery's no good. We ain't had it that long, but the battery all of a sudden quit charging or something. Who knows? But, yeah, well, like I said, you sound good. Baofeng's all right. I was talking to somebody out there earlier, and I said, you know, if I really start getting into it, then maybe I'll start looking into Motorola or Icom or something. But if the Baofeng serving me for what I need, then, you know, I'm not in no hurry there, Roger.
Yep, I copy that. One of the reasons I went with these for as many as I was buying is if somebody drops this thing in a river or off of a cliff or something like that, I'm not going to be crying about a $30 radio and a $10 antenna.
Yeah, well, that was kind of the same deal with me. I bought a pair of these. A good friend of mine, I gave him one. We got our licenses together at the same time and everything. And yeah, that was one of the things on my mind too. I figured, well, if something happens to it, if I happen to be on it, because my back porch is cement, and if I happen to be out there and it falls off the table and hits the porch and breaks into pieces, I'm not going to cry. You know, I got $200-$300 invested or whatever they go for there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. That is exactly the kind of reasoning I go for.
Yeah, I like this little thing, though. You know, there's other things I can go, program in the aircraft band, listen to it. It'll go through the aircraft and can't transmit unless you jailbreak it. I ain't jailbreaking nothing. I ain't stupid enough to go try transmitting on aircraft bands and everything. But for what it is, for what it costs, it's not a bad little rig. It has fallen off the table in my room here a couple times, but I have a carpeted floor, but it didn't do no damage to it there, Roger.
Yeah, I copy that. From what I've seen when I've had the battery out and whatnot, these are on a fairly sturdy aluminum frame. They're built along the same lines as the Motorola's I used to use down at the plant before I retired. You can drop the thing from like 5-6 feet in the air onto concrete, you'll scratch the case, but that'll be about it.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I have great respect for Motorola gear, but the weight of these things, this radio I mean, with the weight and everything, I think a 5-6 foot drop to the concrete would probably kill it there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, that's not a test that I'm actually in all that big of a hurry to make myself. Roger?
Roger that. Not me neither. You know, I don't care, you know, how cheap, how much this radio costs, how cheap it is. It ain't no need to test it that way, but like I said, I'm pretty happy with it, so, you know. All right, very good. I'm going to go ahead, sit on the side, monitor, and finish working on this TV walkie-talkie that I'm working on. Anyway, you have yourself a good day. Good talking to you. Good to meet you. And maybe we'll talk again sometime there. WSFZ 793, monitoring after your final.
Yeah, copy that there. I've got some work I got to do myself. I got to replace both front axles of my truck because the CV joints are making those funny clicking sounds. I got my own bit of work to do. You have yourself a good afternoon, and I'm sure we will talk again. WRMQ 805, clearing the channel. WSDZ 713, do you copy 713? WSBS 311, standing by.
WRZP 544, WIUG 488, Jack, are you by the frequency?
Five 544, Sheboygan Bob, are you still there? WSBS 311.
WRZP 544, go ahead, sir.
I just heard you calling out for Jack there. How are you doing? It's a beautiful sunny day down here. How's it in the cold northern country?
Minus 10 this morning at 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock, minus 5, broken sunshine, overcast, thank goodness, very little wind today, so yeah, but other than that, brother, all systems go, roads are clear, traffic is moving fine up here, but as usual, people running into one another and running off the road everywhere, Roger.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, sometimes you see it. It's like bumper cars. I had no idea that you were getting that cold up there. Minus 10. That's frigid. It's a good time to stay in the house, I guess. You got a wood stove going in there to keep you warm?
It's not funny, but oh yes, I have natural gas where I'm at out here in the country, so I'm blessed in that respect. Even the detached six-car garage there with the Radio Shack, yada yada, and it's natural gas and heat dependent as well. But yeah, I in the shack there and in the house, I got a couple pieces of equipment here. I listen to what's going on around me out here, and sometimes it's quite comical, Roger.
Yeah, these days we don't have to look too hard for to get some humor, for sure. And I'm getting a little buzz. Oh, I know what it is. I've got my radio hooked up to this power supply,
and the fan is coming on every time I use it. And I'm just kind of trying to wear down one of my lithium batteries here, and I'm thinking, is that coming out of my radio? No, it's the fan coming on with the power supply there. But it's working, so that's good. All right, I just heard you out there. I thought I'd just check in and say hello and hope all is going well for you.
Systems go here, sir. If it was any better, it'd probably be illegal. Got more than we need and blessed with what we have. So, yeah, all systems go. We'll do it again, you and yours be safe. Yeah, I can't hear the fan noise over the modulation. You can't hear it at all. So you're good to go as always. Keep doing what you're doing. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. As always, Claire monitoring on your final, sir.
Yep, sounds good, Bob. Nice chat with you. Take care of yourself. Stay warm. And enjoy the sunshine when it does come around. I will talk with you again. WSBS 311, standing by.
WSCI 783 to station 213. Station 213, copy. WSCI 783, clear and mobile.
WRVV 690 mobile.
WRXE 338 monitoring.
Thank you.
WRMZ 640.
WRXE 338, can I get a radio check?
You're loud and clear in Flint.
WXDW 226.
Charlie, over.
Thank you, Q26. I just got my new base station set up and I appreciate the reach out.
You're welcome, and there was another station in there that I think I doubled with.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. It's all good. Yep, you're leaning with Charlie up here as well, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen. I got to get back to some chores around the house. This is WRXC 338. I'll be on the side.
Hello, Sheboygan Bob. This is John in Flint.
This is so here. How about you sit up?
Real good, Bob. I just left the Dunham store, bought some ammunition and some other goodies for an antenna project, and I'm headed back up to the lake. Got some antenna work to do. I needed a color weight. I strung up a long wire antenna, and I got it going from the deck out to a tree, and trees swing back and forth in the wind, so I got a pulley and a color weight system going, and I was using a trailer hitch for the weight, and I went to Dunham's, and they had some really nice weightlifting weights, round ones that are nice, and the weight I wanted to, 2.5 pounders, so that's what I did, WSBW 226.
Q26, just an FYI, most of that was readable. However, there were broken parts that were totally nothing but signal. Don't know what's going on. Might be conditions. However, been there, done that. Got the old fishing pole out and started with fishing line up over in the tallest tree. Pulled up the 550 cord and antenna, Roger.
Yeah, okay, Bob. I might have a problem with some wiring here. It seems in the past like people have said that all of a sudden my modulation dropped out.
Okay, Roger that. And it's not my old ears. You're broken and unreadable at times. Completely drop out, and then you come back in occasionally. Not sure what's going on, mic, antenna. You'll figure it out, I'm sure.
Well, time fixes everything, I guess. So, yeah, thanks for the report, Bob. As long as I'm having problems, I guess I'll go back to listening, which is what I do best. This is WSBW 226.
Q26,
26? No, don't go there. We want you on the air. We want to hear you, brother. So anything we can do to help out there, just wave a hand. You know, we want to hear you on the old frequency, sir. Good luck to you. Be safe, and I expect the report. WRZT 544, clear and monitoring.
Okay, thanks, Bob, and Merry Christmas.
WSFK 225, radio check, please.
Go ahead with that radio check.
WSFK 225, radio check.
Coming in loud and clear, 225. This is WRXE 338.
Thank you. You're coming in loud and clear as well.
Where are you reaching in from?
Mobile in Brownstown right now.
Yeah, coming in great. I'm in Van Buren Township. My name's Michael.
Hey, Michael, my name's John. My wife and I are headed actually your way. WSFK 225 clear.
WRXC 338 on the side.
Calling, you're very broken up. This is WRTP 347.
WSFX 401, how about this?
Hey, you're getting there. You're still kind of staticky, but you're getting there.
Roger that, 10-4. Yeah, I'm out here heading towards Monroe, so I don't know how well it's going to hold out.
Very readable. You're about 3 by 3, and safe travels. WRTP 347 mobile and standing by the
channel.
WSFZ 793, monitoring. WSFT 902 from WSFZ 793.
WRMQ 805, standing by.
Still very staticky, unreadable at all.
Roger.
I think he said thank you. I caught a little bit of that. Anyway, try to help WSFC. 3, monetary. I'm sorry, dude, but it's just, it's unreadable. I don't know if you said you're out in Bergeron or something, or it's just 99% static there, Roger. Yeah, Roger, I believe, I heard the thanks, and I think I heard 692 or something. All right, man, have a good evening, whatever the case may be. WSFZ 793, and I'm sitting on the side.
WRMQ 805, mobile monitoring.
WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, monitoring. 793, Dave, is that you?
Yes, sir. Good evening, Kurt. How are you?
I am really good. I hope I'm sounding better than that last radio check, haha.
Don't rub it into the guy, man. I mean, I was really struggling to hear what he was saying. Just nothing but static there. So what's Kurt up to tonight?
Yeah, I don't mean to rub it into the guy, but I've been in those shoes too, so I know exactly where he's coming from. Kurt is just sitting here by himself today, catching up on sleep, catching up on a couple of videos online, just having a nice quiet day.
That's all.
Yeah, roger that. By the way, you sound really good. Really clean. Full bore through the repeater. Yeah, I was sitting here working on my HF receiver, did some stuff to it that needed attention that I've been neglecting. I got online yesterday and I looked up that radio you got, that shortwave, man. That's a pretty nice little thing there. Go ahead.
I'm going to dig into that a little bit more tonight, I think. You know, I got a lot of rest today, and I'm going to need some of that brain power.
Yeah, brain power. That's what I need. I'm having a heck of a day today with my brain power. You know, I'm just... But it is what it is when you get up there in age, dear Roger.
Oh, I'm just of the mindset, it's how hard do I really want to work, you know? I don't know, just enjoying, starting to get a little bit older here. I'm 57, and a few health issues along the way over the years makes me feel a little bit older, but... I don't know. I'm loving it.
Yeah, roger that. You know, I'm 62 and I got some health issues a little bit too, you know, but I try to overcome all that. Yeah, that's what's happening here. Like I said, I got a HF receiver, shortwave HF receiver on my table that I listen to. And it needed a little bit of attention, and I've been putting it off and putting it off. And finally, while I was sitting there, I'm thinking, well, why are you sitting here? Pull the thing out and take care of business there, roger.
Copy that. I got about 70% of that. You're starting to drift a little bit in and out. Over.
Yeah, roger. I might have moved. I got to sit in one spot, and I can't move the radio either way. Not even a millimeter. I don't know, some kind of sweet spot. Yeah, that's funny, because past couple, I've been using the repeater good on low power. I've been talking to people and everything on low power. Today, I got to have it up to high to get into the repeater there, roger.
I copy that. Might be conditions. I'm not versed enough in that to know. Just an idea, maybe if you got like a mobile antenna, and put it on a cookie sheet and put it on a shelf in your room, that would probably do you wonders in terms of your reception, and you wouldn't be so too restricted to a sweet spot, so to say. Just an idea. Might want to throw that out there for someone else. WRPD 448 for identification purposes.
WSFZ 793 for identification purposes. Well, I'm getting ready to order one of them Ngoya antennas. I've been hearing a lot of good things about them from people out here and online, you know. I've been looking at the reviews and stuff. So I'm getting ready to snatch one of them up. I hope it helps me out there. Roger?
They make a good product. My idea with the mobile antenna is, you know, that would be stationary and fixed, and it would be up high, and possibly a loaded antenna might help with the signal. As far as the Nagoya antennas go, I've had pretty good luck with the long ones. I recently bought a short one,
for my more compact radio, and I was able to hit the repeater with it. I was quite surprised. So I don't really think you can go wrong with Nagoya. They make a pretty good product. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Sometime back, I was talking to Jack, RUG, and we were talking, and he told me I should put a hand mic on this thing. I'm running a Baofeng UV5RM, and I told him it came with a hand mic, so I plugged the hand mic into it, and, you know, he told me it sounded good, sounded really good with the hand mic. So I was sitting here thinking, in fact, I was doing that just a minute ago, I was thinking about making a jig that I could set this radio into and actually make the jig so the radio's up higher and then secure the radio, because if I tug on the mic, you know, the radio don't fall over there, Roger?
Copy that. About microphones, I've had 50% luck with them. I guess it's just basically based on the build quality of the mic. You know, they're all mass-produced. You're bound to get one that sounds like crap, bound to get one that sounds good. So, yeah, you got to make sure you got one that sounds good. Second thing, a current O2-inch fitting for plugging radio just perfect. And then at that point, you could, like, affix the fitting to a piece of wood as a base, and you could have like a stationary base right there to keep your radio from tipping over and to keep it from moving around while you manipulate said microphone. Over.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I know. I figured, I never tried the hand mic when I got the radio, because I figured Baofeng's probably a crappy mic anyway. But then, you know, talking to Jack, I got it out and tested it. And he said it sounded good, said it sounded a little better than the mic in the radio. But, you know, it's a new microphone, the cord is coiled and it's short and the coils are tight. You know how it works, it's a new microphone. And any little tug, the radio flops on its face, so... And, you know, I figured I'd kill two birds with one stone, get it stationary, you know, and use the hand mic, and that way the radio's not moving around there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. You'll come up with an idea. My idea incorporated some plumbing parts I had. I was looking at them when I was putting them away at work, and I'm like, you know, that's about the same diameter as my radio. And sure enough, it was, you know, and I can put it in a cup holder in the truck and it holds the radio upright. Worked out really good. Find something. Over.
Yeah, Roger, that. I don't know if you're moving around or what, but you're dropping in and out. I heard what you said about the suggestion earlier, but you dropped out when you went at the word plumbing. What were you saying about that? What should I get?
Furnico little rubber things that slide. They got a screw clamp on either end. A Baofeng UV5R or similar size radio will slide right into that perfect. And it's rubber and it won't mess up the radio face or any of that.
Yeah, I got that, but I hate to tell you, but you're really fuzzing in and out of the repeater now, or, you know, getting really staticky. I don't know if you're moving around or what's happening, if it's conditions or what there, Roger.
I need conditions. I'm on a main station right here. I've been sitting in the same seat. Microphone's been in my hand the whole time.
Yeah, all right. All right, Kurt, I got to go. I just happened to notice my battery indicator is telling me it's dead. And I don't want it happening what happened the other night. But I'd like to talk to you again a little bit, man, once I get this thing charged up. Roger?
Copy that. copy that. Gear charge, that might be part of the problem right there. Considering intermittently on and off all night, I might just be away from the radio, or possibly... Yeah, we'll look for you later. WRPV 448, clear and monitoring.
Roger that. Have yourself a good evening if I don't talk to you tonight, though, for sure. WSFZ 793. Gotta go charge my battery. I'll catch you later, Kurt.
Station 544. Station 544. WIAG, point 8. WIAG, point 8, clear.
WRTX 930.
Anybody in a drone?
WRMZ 640. Jack, you're round. WRMZ 640.
WS Flinttown 308 standing by and go Lions.
Got you at home.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Sheboygan, Bob, not the Sheboygan County, Bob.
One and only, WRZP 544. Well, good evening, sir.
Oh. This is WRZP 258. It's Jim here at this point.
You are broken and unreadable. I changed radios and antennas. Let's give it another try, Roger.
WRVJ 258.
Channel, sir. Go right ahead. RZP 544, monitoring the frequency. Thank you.